the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The bottom line still remains that Hamas has to stop this rocket fire. So ultimately, they're the ones who are going to have to be a part of a solution that ends the type of terror that Israeli citizens have faced over so many months with this barrage of rockets coming into Israeli territory.
There's Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes talking about what needs to happen for any progress to be made in the battle between Gaza and Israel. The same old story as sort of the Middle Eastern cliff, if you will, is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Wednesday, the 21st of November. I'm Doug Steffen here to overview what Talkers.com says are the big items. There are probably two or three, depending on your calls and input, at 800-510-8255. Certainly want your calls on this, what's going on in the Middle East and Israel, how things are coming together or not. We'll take the best of some of the things we've monitored from talk radio and a few talk television programs, some interviews like this one. Shannon Bream talks to Charles Krauthammer about why so many media outlets seem to be against Israel.
There's quite a PR battle going on here as well.
And the Israelis always end up the ones looking on the wrong side of this because the world media are on the Palestinian side. And the Gaza Palestinians, Hamas, is very adept at the pornography of grief. They are quite useful. They kill civilians on the other side, as terror groups do. But they also invite the killing of their own people as a way to win the propaganda war. That's why they put their weaponry, their rockets and their ammunition under houses, under schools, under hospitals, and under mosques. They know the Israelis have to attack the weapons, and that inevitably, despite the incredible scrupulousness with and skill with which Israel targets its attacks, there's always going to be a rocket that will go awry, and then they're going to be able to show all that on television. But it seems to me that on the larger strategic issue, I'm not as optimistic as my colleagues are on the Egyptian role. Morsi has been inciting his people against Israel, and the president of Turkey has now been calling it a terrorist state. So they are isolating Israel rhetorically. The reason that Morsi at least is talking about working on a ceasefire is because he's worried about the Congress in the United States cutting off aid, without which the new government he leads is not going to be able to do anything and might collapse there in economic chaos in that country. So it's our role, in fact, to keep him in line by threatening to withdraw our aid on which he lives. But I'm not sure how capable he is. Even if he promises to monitor the smuggling of weapons and not allow it into Gaza, even if he says he won't allow that and they will police the border between Egypt and Gaza, I'm not sure he either can or he will. We may get a paper agreement, but I'm not sure it's going to hold at all.
800-510-8255. Of course it won't hold, because it never does. It never has and never will. The Gaza area shaking. Israelis have been killed. Both sides have had victims. Mrs. Clinton is there to seek a truce to help out things. Europeans are interested, Middle Easterners are interested, the world is interested. That Krauthammer's phrase, the pornography of propaganda, was an interesting one. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Steve Gruber on his program talking to analyst Bridget Johnson about the way the news media seems to have shifted the way they cover what goes on in Israel.
I saw one of the most disturbing interviews on MSNBC, and I'm just going to ask you, because it seems that the media's take on all this seems to have shifted over the last 5 or 10 or 15 years, because one of the MSNBC anchors, Mara Schiavacampo, asked Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren straightforwardly, living under the threat of rocket attack is certainly a psychological trauma, but what would you say to those who argue that the rockets are essentially very ineffective and rarely do much damage? And he answered, you might want to ask the three Israelis that are dead or the hundreds of thousands of people that are living in bomb shelters and how you would feel if just one rocket had fallen on the United States. It just seems there's a shift in this country in the way that Israel and the coverage is handled.
Right. And I love Michael Oren. I mean, if he could be in our government, I would love that. But the IDF actually put up a really good post on this yesterday and said, you know, why is the number of Israeli casualties so low? And, you know, they're addressing this reasoning that if Gaza was truly a threat, there'd be more Israeli casualties, just like there are in Gaza. Well, they put up, you know, a rocket counter and said, you know, this year alone, 1,432 have been fired at Israel. Last year it was 627. Since November 14th, it's 664. So, yes, the Iron Dome system is working. It's working without inflicting any Israeli casualties, but a missile interceptor can only catch so many missiles at the end of the day.
And looking at your numbers here, since 2009, 8,000 rockets have been launched from Gaza into Israel. And the way the Iron Shield works, they only take out the missiles that they feel are going to hit populated or dense areas. And so a lot of those rockets just fall harmlessly, you know, in the desert, if you will. But 8,000 rocket attacks since 2009, do you really think the people of the United States would think that, well, you know, they don't do much damage, it'd be okay? I mean, it's absurd the way the media is approaching some of this to me.
It is, and, you know, I'm very glad that Congress has basically taken a unified stand against this. So, you know, you even have Democrats like Steny Hoyer and Debbie Wasserman Schultz speaking on the floor the other day saying, hey, this is the same as, you know, how would you feel if you lived in D.C. and Maryland started attacking you?
Interesting. 800-YARDA, always put it in the back pocket of perception. 800-510-8255. Here's host Robert Rees talking about the way the news media is covering this fight.
Saturday, at one point, I looked at the Drudge Report, and its lead story was about Israel, and it says Iron Dome stops two missiles. But then I went to the Huffington Post, and the Huffington Post lead story on Saturday morning was basically just bashing Israel in every way you can think of. It was trying to point out how many Palestinians were dead in this newest conflict. It was pointing out that they've launched X number of missiles, and they've had this, and they've had that. And it was just like, oh, woe is the people of Palestine. That's the way the article was written, basically. And that's the way the headlines were, especially. And I was like, wow. I was like, it's amazing that here in America we have such conflict of interests here in America when it comes to Israel. Israel's our ally. We thought they were. And based on this Huffington Post article, this left-leaning blog site, you would think that they were our enemy, the way the articles were written over the weekend about Israel and Palestine.
What do you expect from the news media, for heaven's sakes? 800-510-8255. Is this Mrs. Clinton's swan song, her visit to try to fix what's going on in the Middle East? That's something to consider when you're thinking about calling us at 800-510-8255 here on the countdown.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another? This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're talking here on the countdown about the Israeli situation, the Middle Eastern situation. UN Secretary General cautioning Israel against sending ground troops into the Gaza Strip, where Israeli forces have intensified airstrikes. Militants continue firing rockets at southern Israel from the other side. Here is an excerpt from a host from a program hosted by Dimitri Sotis and Rosemary Tui, talking to Middle East expert Stephen Zunes about the push for a ceasefire and a diplomatic solution to the fighting.
What do you make of the diplomatic push to keep missiles on the ground on both sides and to at least add some calm to that very violent region tonight?
It's about time. I mean, clearly this has served in no one's interest. It's gotten a lot of people killed, particularly in the Gaza Strip. It has hardened the attitudes of the hardline elements on both sides and made the prospects for peace less likely. And it has been a lose-lose proposition so far. So it's really in the interest of all parties concerned that this tragic episode come to an end as soon as possible.
And meanwhile, Israel's prime minister says no other military in the world takes as much care to protect innocents than his. Do you buy that?
Well, you know, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and other international monitors would take exception to that. I mean, it's a difficult situation when you're dealing with a place like the Gaza Strip, which is one of the most crowded enclaves in the world. At the same time, the fact that well over 70 civilians have died, some of them in areas that were nowhere close to any kind of fighting or Hamas military presence, has raised questions once again regarding Israel's adherence to international humanitarian law.
The thing is, though, aren't some of these fighters, these militants, operating not only in residential areas, but in areas that they would hope Israel would not bomb for fear of killing innocents? And so if you're going to get the bad guys, quote unquote, don't you have to go to some of these areas?
Well, Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, others who investigated previous conflicts between Israel and Hamas, have criticized Hamas for having fighters and having equipment close to civilian areas. They found no evidence, however, of human shields deliberately placing civilians in harm's way. In any case, just as a bank robber holding customers and tellers hostage doesn't give a SWAT team the right to kill the hostages in order to get the robbers. Similarly, even if there were human shields, Israel still has a moral and legal responsibility to avoid killing innocents.
The talks continue, and our talking about it continues here on the countdown. The Middle East still in the focus, and your calls next.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio News and Conversation. We're talking on the countdown about the Middle East. 800-510-8255. So there are a lot of people listening pretty carefully to what's going on here. The presence of Mrs. Clinton, I was talking about that a little bit earlier, and what it is that she's supposed to be doing there, has several major goals. One, to ease the violence. Two, to bolster the new Egyptian president. And three, to avoid any appearance of giving Hamas any sort of legitimacy. Egyptian officials say the talks are underway to reach a truce. Meanwhile, this morning, there are reports of a bus blowing up in Tel Aviv with a dozen or so people injured. So the craziness continues. I had a conversation with the Israeli public diplomacy officer named Shai Atias about what was going on in Israel. The conversation took place yesterday. Here's an excerpt from it. So describe the situation. We have our news media reports. Describe what you, your family, the people you're working with, what's it feel like to be in Jerusalem close to the Gaza area?
So, as you probably know and you're listening, the situation, unfortunately, not only for the past week, but also for the past 5 years, is unstandable. We're talking about more than the 1,200 rockets hit the entire state of Israel, not only Jerusalem, unfortunately, but also Tel Aviv, some places even farther than Tel Aviv, and more than that. Just to give you such a, you know, such a basic information, for the past 5 years, more than 15,000 missiles. Again, 15,000 missiles, it's more than 300 missiles a day were launched from Gaza towards the state of Israel. And the bad news is that nothing is new. And what's happening right now for the past week, it's not a news or something new that happened, just that the government of Israel, because of the demand of its citizens, decided to say no more to terrorism.
So, in circumstances that present themselves like this, you just mentioned the last 5 years, this has been going on since 1948, the fighting between Israel and Hamas. There are some news media folks over here who are suggesting this is a prelude to a war with Iran. What do the Israelis think about that? Or what? I know that the rockets that you're getting are all made in Iran. So is that something that would force the situation, that is, force you or Netanyahu into making a decision to go into Iran?
You know, it's very interesting. It's a very good question, because I have to say it's a bit ironic that in 2005, a couple of good years ago, Israel invaded Gaza, and everybody were hoping that Gaza became to be the new Switzerland or the Singapore of the Middle East. And instead of that, the world, and sorry for blaming the world, but we and the world created an Iranian, Hamas, Hezbollah country that lives among our borders. And of course, those missiles, the Fajr, the Scud, and all the other kinds of missiles that they're using, of course that it comes from Iran. It's obvious. And I don't want to be too specific, but there is no doubt that Israel knows that there is a very clear connection between the Hamas and Iran. And we are doing everything that we can to ensure our self-defense.
That's almost like a duh, isn't it, huh? Under the circumstances. 800-510-8255. I promise your calls next, and we'll get to them as you stand by to be heard here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace, get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one coupon per household. Offer only valid Saturday, November 24th. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
From coast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books.
listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Second half hour. Today's Talk Radio Countdown Show has still the continuing input from you now at 800-510-8255 on the situation in Israel. There you heard all the people, the interview that I did, the facts of what's going on here, the truce possibilities, and then the bus being blown up. Secretary Clinton in the region for talks with the Israelis and the Palestinians. Anyway, this is a group impact. I guess the groups from the United Nations are all the various people in here trying to broker a peace, but it goes on and on and on. So does it ever get fixed? 800-510-8255. Here's Carolyn in Pennsylvania with thoughts on politicians and Israel.
Our role so far has been Israel can do no wrong because elected officials are terrified of the Israel lobby causing them to lose an election. But the majority of Americans don't support Israel right or wrong, that they can do no wrong. So that if the American public were to suffer and to perceive that they were suffering because of Israel policies that get us into some sort of a mess, I think Israel will lose support of the American public, and if they do, then the elected officials will suddenly change their tune and not be saying always that we have to support Israel no matter what they do.
Well, there's a mitigating circumstance here, madam, which you are ignorant of, obviously, and that is that the people around, and I thought Krauthammer put it pretty easily, the pornography of propaganda. These people in the in Hamas, they're cutthroat bastards, and they want to do whatever. It's the same stuff going on that's been going on for years, whether you like Israelis or not, or whether you like Jews or not, whether you like Middle Easterners or not. Israel, in the using the phraseology, it can do no wrong. We support them no matter what they do. I've been there 4 times. And I see what it's like to live in that circumstance. The choice of them having that land after World War II, the United Nations giving them the opportunity to set up a homeland of their own. If it hadn't been here, it'd be somewhere else. It's just, that's the way these operatives, that's the way the Palestinians, that's the way Hamas operates. not the Palestinians as much as Hamas itself, but having looked into the eyes of one of the great terrorists of all time, Arafat, and seeing kind of what goes on with this guy, these people are there for themselves only. And the fact that you don't get that really becomes your problem, I guess. 800-510-8255. Here's an email from Albert Acosta. You can email me at doug@dougstephan.com. Mr. Stephan, always hear your program, but I have to say that I don't agree with you on the issue in the Middle East, especially concerning what's going on in Gaza. The Israelis have superior weapons, thanks to the U.S. The Palestinian people have only these rockets that they're shooting. Look at the world opinion from all over. Everybody sees what's happening. I guess it's okay to kill women and children just to get these people. What about Gaza blockade? It's been going on now for a long time. Why is Turkey angry at Israel for killing their citizens? Look that up. What about all the land that's been stolen? Look up Rachel Corrie. Everybody's got a point of view. Some of the points of view are based on facts. Some are based on fiction. Some are based on having been there. Some are not. I would not disagree with you that world opinion is not on the side of the Israelis. I would not disagree with you that their rockets have killed women and children. What I would say is that all of this becomes part of the propaganda, the pornography of propaganda. Man, what a great expression from Krauthammer. Think about it that way, Mr. Acosta. 800-510-8255, and thanks for your input. Steve, next to Floridian, with a defense of Israel.
I wish more Americans would learn to understand that when you're sitting next to a nation or a group of people who continually fire rockets into your nation without any concern whatsoever or justification, continually, that Israel has every right to protect itself and should continue to do so. I totally wish for a two-state solution. As a matter of fact, the PLO and Hamas and the Palestinian people have been offered a two-state solution three times to their benefit, and they've turned it down three times. To tell you the truth, with President Obama, I don't know exactly what our role is. Is he supporting Israel? I believe he is, but I believe he's doing it behind closed doors, unlike past presidents. I don't think being more vocal about it would help the situation, and I would hope that the government of Egypt, which receives $1 billion a year to support its military, would take a more active role along with President Abbas in helping to broker a ceasefire.
All right, so just so you have the numbers correct, the amount of money the Israelis get and the Egyptians get is exactly the same. In order to end the 67 war, the United States pledged to give the same amount of money to the Israelis and the Egyptians. So the Israelis get $4 billion a year in aid from you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer America. The Egyptians get $4 billion a year in foreign aid prior to the overthrow of the Mubarak regime in Israel, in Egypt. The Mubarak people got, the family got $2 billion. They kept it for themselves, and $2 billion went to the state. That's presumably changed, but who knows? 800-510-8255. We're always trying to broker a peace using your tax dollars. That's the way it seems to work. You support that, do you? 800-510-TALK. Marilyn calls from Missouri on Israel.
I think that we should not be supporting Israel all the time. They've been over there, and I see on the news that a lot of kids are being killed, innocent people, and we support Israel, and we cannot afford to to support Israel on everything they do, and every time You go against Israel, they bring up the Holocaust, and so forth. And this is a terrible thing, killing these innocent people over there. For every Israeli, only three of them have been killed in there. Killing and bombing the infrastructure over there, and we're giving them money and bombs to do it. That's why they hate us over here.
800-510-8255. Well, there is more bombing going on. There are more rockets today. Diplomacy at this point has not been successful. And now the conversations have halted, at least momentarily. You've seen the video, perhaps, or heard the story about Hamas dragging a body through the streets over there, through the Gaza streets, because supposedly this person was an informant, and that was the end of him. Nicole is in Washington with the opposite point of view of the last caller.
I believe that the United States should always support Israel, that we should stand behind Israel, and if President Obama or our leaders seem to deviate from that, that we as American citizens should be adamant. This is one of the first things that I would stand up for as an American, is our support for Israel. I mean, if we have to get out there and protest, just show our support in the streets. However, I believe strongly for this. This is one of the few things that I really believe strongly for.
Well, it's good you expressed yourself. Think a ground war can be avoided over there? 800-510-8255. A lot of troops on this border area. And again, having been there three or four times, I'm thinking about being on top of the hill by the Mount of Olives, if any of you have ever been there, looking down on the fence that separates the two countries, which basically is what we're talking about. And the troops there are massed. What happens if they go over? Probably nothing good. Harry in Maryland thinks we ought to be out of the Middle East completely, no matter what country we're talking about.
America has no real influence in the Middle East. And I say that because, you know, we've been trying to negotiate a peace since Ronald Reagan. And if we had any influence with the Arab-speaking population there, we would have, don't you think we would have succeeded by now? And the reality is, we for half the countries were nothing more than an ATM, and the other half of the countries were just no more than an antagonist. The Americans don't really understand what's going on between the Muslim population and the Israelis and the Christian population. It's not something we discuss in the news. Therefore, all it is people attacking Israel, and that's really not, I believe, what the underlying theme is for the Muslim population.
800-510-8255. Then what is the end game in this conflict for either or both sides? That can be discussed by callers that are hanging on. 800-510-TALK as we continue this focus here on the countdown.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
When consumers rush to get the latest high-tech gadgets, security is often an afterthought. This holiday, we expect devices from Windows 8 by Microsoft to be in popular demand. Dozens of new PCs, laptops, and tablets loaded with Windows 8 will be available when nearly 60% of holiday shoppers plan to hit stores in December. Be sure to secure your new investment with this advice from Marion Merritt, Internet Safety Advocate with Norton by Symantec.
There are easy things you can do to protect your new PC, laptop, or tablet. First, commit to security from the start with a service like Norton Live PC Quick Start, which will help get your new machine up and running safely and easily. And be sure to choose your apps carefully. Next, secure your passwords by making them both complex and unique. And beware of unknown links on social networks and suspicious websites. Finally, secure your device with a product like Norton 360 Multi-Device, which protects multiple gadgets with just one solution.
For more security tips, check out Marion Merritt's blog at norton.com/askmarion.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. All right, let's move along here because there are a couple of other things that are on the minds of people that are listening to talk radio programs, according to talkers.com, and the fiscal cliff is one of them. Here's radio host Tom Rose with Congressman Todd Young of Indiana about what Congress is trying to do to avoid this so-called fiscal cliff.
I guess you guys are not formally back in session until after Thanksgiving. A good thing we don't have issues like a fiscal cliff to deal with, huh?
No kidding. Actually, we returned to Congress this week. There was substantive work of sorts done. I mean, conversations between the rank and file members and the leadership about what lies ahead. Some initial reports on kind of what the contours of the negotiations and the fiscal cliff and the landscape looks like. Of course, there's planning by each of our individual offices for the coming Congress and some of our individual priorities. So all of those things are constructive things that we can work on. The real negotiations, of course, with respect to this fiscal cliff are going to be at least initially behind closed doors between the president, our majority leader, Speaker Pelosi, Speaker of the House Boehner, Minority Leader Pelosi, and others. So, in the end, we're going to have to vote on something. I hope it doesn't involve higher tax rates, but it seems like this president is really doubling down on his demand for higher tax rates, although alternately he'll do that and then say something somewhat diplomatic about the need to negotiate and compromise.
Well, we know where he is in terms of positioning. Last summer, the summer of 11, during the so-called grand bargain talks, the president's demand for tax increases was $900 billion. And now, the more moderate, the more conciliatory President Obama comes back and basically ups the ante by a factor of two, now demanding $1.6 trillion in new tax increases. And as far as I'm able to see, Congressman, I've seen no proposal, no suggestion, no plan. There wasn't even a word in his press conference last Wednesday about any spending cuts.
Well, that's right. The president has held out this promise of tax and entitlement reforms next year. And we've heard that for some time with zero details whatsoever. But he's pressed for immediate tax and spending increases in the current year. So, I want the tone, as do the American people, to be one of searching for solutions, of bipartisanship, if it can be found, because it's going to be required to avoid this fiscal cliff. I don't think it's a time to draw red lines and to make these sorts of demands.
All right. Food for thought for sure. Black Friday in consideration next on the countdown.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with our final item in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and that is what will happen on Black Friday or even before that. Let's listen to talk host John Hines with labor consultant Jason Greer about Walmart's attempt to stop the protests at their store, which their store is starting tomorrow.
I did not know about this story here about Walmart until I saw this press release that CNN was reporting that Walmart has filed a complaint.
Right.
Against the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, because right. They're talking about showing up at Walmart locations and
Absolutely. Then
sort of putting themselves between consumers, or shoppers in this case, and the front doors of Walmart.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you could not have made me believe 10 years ago that Walmart would be as vulnerable to union pressure as they are today. I mean, the United Food and Commercial Workers, they've staged flash mobs. They've staged an employee walkout. They've organized United Food and Commercial Worker members across the country with the sole aim at disrupting as much of Walmart's business as possible on both Black Thursday as well as Black Friday, really to send a message to Walmart.
Do Walmart employees belong to the United Food and Commercial Workers Union?
That in itself is what's so interesting about this. They're not unionized whatsoever.
Right. So who's walking out? There is no union in that store.
There's no union in the store, but why I really believe that what the United Food and Commercial Workers is doing is unprecedented is because they have not told the Walmart employees, you need to join a union. What they're saying to the Walmart employees is, you need to join a movement. This movement is basically, you need fair wages, you need advancement opportunities within the company, gender discrimination should not exist within Walmart, you've been mistreated, join our movement, and we will hold Walmart accountable.
So this is not necessarily all predicated on this 8 p.m. opening on Thanksgiving Day night. These are situations and questions and things that go back farther than just Black Friday sales.
That's a wonderful question. I think the Thanksgiving thing has something to do with it, but this is something that's been building over the years.
Well, there's certainly the anti-union movement down in Bentonville, Arkansas, the headquarters of Walmart, largest employer in the world, biggest retailer in the world. They are the biggest grocery store in the world. They're the biggest buyer of products from China in the world. They want to control the retail world. And they can't do that if they have unions in there. I'm not a big fan of unions, even though I belong to seven of them in various parts of my career over the years. But in this, and you hear me often, if in this circumstance or other circumstances, talking negatively about unions, especially public employee unions. But in this circumstance, if you take a look around or you understand the culture of what appears to be the way they run Walmart, you're going to understand why these people would want to form a union. And I guess if you have a company, you're going to understand why Walmart wouldn't want them in there. But you'd think they'd try to figure out things instead of bullying everybody, wouldn't you? 800-510-8255. Here's a radio host, Dave Bloomquist, talking to one of his callers about a fight that the caller saw over a child's toy by two women on a previous Black Friday.
What is the most bizarre behavior you've ever witnessed on Black Friday? We've all heard the horror stories, but have you actually seen them? And even if you haven't seen a fight, a scuffle, a tug-of-war match over a certain item, what other bizarre scene have you witnessed on Black Friday? Let's go to MJ on line one. MJ, give me your story.
You wouldn't even believe me when I tell you this. You're not going to believe me. Tickle Me Elmo.
Okay, Tickle Me Elmo was the big item when?
It was, what, 10 years ago?
Probably.
Okay, anyways, I was at Toys R Us, and I saw two women fist fight over a Tickle Me Elmo. I mean, full-fledged knuckles. Not in the, I'm talking blows. I'm talking blows. It was like Spinks and Tyson for about 90 seconds.
And let me guess, you stood there and watched.
No, I intervened after the 90 seconds. I had to see it for a little bit, though. But it was bad. I mean, it was bad. I've never seen anything like it before.
So, did store managers, did store employees come running over? Did everybody just back off and let them go?
Well, there was about 15 people that hurry up, ran in. There was only like maybe 7 or 8 of them, and everybody's grabbing them. There was one left, and it was like, boom, they both grabbed it. The girl grabbed it off of her. Boom, she punched her. She punched her back. They rolled on the floor for about 30 seconds, and then everybody and the security came, and it was crazy.
Sounds crazy. People are crazy. This time of year, it takes away from all of the wonder of the Christmas season as it gets started. A happy Thanksgiving. This program will be on the air live on Thanksgiving morning. You can join us for the hot hits in talk radio, according to talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.